Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, helping families love their homes again. Inspiration at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha.
It's been a few years since the St. Louis County Library and the St. Louis County Board of Elections teamed up for their first joint I Voted sticker contest. That 2021 competition was a big hit, bringing in more than 2,000 submissions. And just a couple days ago, the Library and Board of Elections opened up the second edition of that contest with a new twist, a future voter category that's got young people grades 6 through 12 especially in mind. Here to talk with us about the 2025 edition of this sticker contest, we have Kate Springer, Public Information Officer for the St. Louis County Board of Elections. Kate, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thanks for having me.
And we also have Kristen Sorth, Director and CEO of St. Louis County Library. Kristen, great to have you on the show again.
Thanks for having us.
So let's do a little bit of history here. As I noted, this is the second iteration of this contest. What prompted it in the past, Kate?
Sure. I think these competitions have gotten really popular across the country, and it's a great way to engage voters and future voters when it comes to voting and kind of give them a piece of the pie, right? So they kind of can claim ownership by getting these stickers. Who doesn't love to get a sticker at the end of voting? Mm-hmm. And so this way we can do kind of a creative spin on the stickers that people get. And 2021 was the first time we tried it out, and it was pretty successful.
And I understand, Kate, you have come on since 2021, and Kristen, you were there.
I was.
What other things prompted the decision, especially with 2021 being sort of a year into the pandemic?
Yes, yeah. For sure. I think it was such a interesting time for all of us, and we were all isolated and alone and looking for some creative outlets. So this was such a good time to remind people that you could still vote and how you could vote and get people excited about something a little bit different, and then allow people to continue to do creative things during the pandemic, which I think everybody was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that you've picked it up again now?
Yeah, I think we just decided that it's time, that it's time to do it again. And it was so fun. We have lots of programs at the library that are art related, and they're so popular, and people love to show their creativity, especially young people. And it's just important to talk about voting and democracy, and it's a good time to partner with a great organization again. We partner all the time, so it just seemed like it was the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, 4 years later, it's a cycle, right? I mean, we constantly operate on voting cycles. So 4 years after the last contest seemed like the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. And this is an off year.
Sure.
What does that have to do with, you know, doing a contest of this nature, Kate?
Well, elections, we never truly have an off year. I will say that. We have already had an April, a June, an August, and now we'll have a November election. So we're always busy, but it is a downtime. And so it allows us to kind of focus on this. And also just to remind people how important voting is. It's not just in the midterm or a presidential election. And so it's, again, to kind of just remind people, hey, we're here and voting's great.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of voting being great, this future voter category, were there youth who were asking to be included in this way, Kristen?
The first time around, we had tons of young people that designed stickers. So I think part of it is that now when I go vote, I see parents and caregivers with their little kids and how excited the kids are, and they take them in with them, which is great. And so this is just another way to encourage them. And a future voter sticker is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's just for the kids. So when they go to the polls, I mean, they can choose the regular sticker or they can choose future voter.
Mm-hmm. What is your sense of people's response to to this notion, you know, future voter being added to the contest, Kate?
Yeah, I think people are pretty excited about it. And the thing is, we've heard time and time again from parents who actually suggested the future voter ticket to our sticker rather to us. And so this is just a way that we're listening to our voters, and we're pretty excited to see what kind of designs we'll get this year.
Mm-hmm. And who doesn't love a sticker these days?
Oh my,
you know,
goodness.
Water bottle stickers.
Yeah, I mean, there's a saying stickers. In elections, it doesn't matter how election day goes as long as you don't run out of stickers.
And okay.
That's because yeah. people love them.
So the promotion for this contest, I imagine that there are posters and things up at each of the branches of the St. Louis County Library?
Yeah, we have information available everywhere about how to participate, how to do your submission. We have people in our branches all the time and looking, you know, at our social media and things like that. So we also have a really fun branch out contest or event program going on right now where we're encouraging people to go to branches that they've never been before, and they also get a sticker. So it's a good time to have people visiting other branches and also seeing about voting and how they can do that.
Yeah. And the Board of Elections is also kind of dispersing promotions and things. What are some of the places where people are finding these, and what maybe school districts have you partnered with?
Yeah, so we've reached out to school districts around the county because, again, you have to be a resident of St. Louis County. And so we've really focused on middle schools and high schools, private schools, public schools. We're also partnering with some different arts organizations. And adults can apply, too. I mean, we're going to have a category for adults as well. So the thing that is such a great partnership for us is the library. I mean, they're in all parts of the county. So you can submit your design either at a branch. You can physically submit it there, or you can do it online digitally as well.
So as noted in the introduction, the contest just opened on Monday, and it will run through Friday, October 17th at 5 p.m. This is very specific. Who's eligible to enter, Kristen, and what is necessary to do so?
So St. Louis County residents are eligible. We have a couple different categories, 6th to 8th grade, 9th to 12th grade, and then 18 years of age and older. A couple of things. This is a county voting sticker competition, so there's nothing, you know, there's a couple of things like don't put an arch on or the zoo. We want things related to St. Louis County or to voting.
Right. And we also just want that, you know, the spirit of democracy, the spirit of voting, and we want people to keep that in mind. Last time, we needed people to include the words I voted or I voted in St. Louis County. This time, we've already put that on the template so that people aren't as pigeonholed when it comes to that. So they can be a little bit more creative and they don't have to stick to that specific requirement.
Yeah. Who have the past winners been? And will there be more this time? Kristen?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kate?
Yeah, so we had three winners last time. Actually, I think, and then we also had a fourth one that we chose. And so we will have at least three winners, but we kind of do also have a little liberty with that because we do like to see what people submit. And it's pretty great seeing how creative the people in our community truly are.
So there's some fluidity there.
Yeah.
I was at the award ceremony last time and people brought their whole families. It was awesome, you know, to see the little kids be so excited. And then they got to see their sticker when they went to go vote, you know, with their parents. So
and it is
great.
Really cool on election day or early voting to see them spread out on the table and see people choose which design they truly want to take with them.
All right. So more choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who are the judges? How have they been selected? And are there young people and other future voters among those who are going to choose the winners?
So in the past and this time, too, we kind of narrow it down between the library and the Board of Elections. Mm-hmm. And then we do have a public voting portion where we will put about 9 finalists out in a online voting portal, and then people will be able to vote. And last time we had about 7,000 people who voted over a 10-day span and narrowed it down there. So that's how the winners were chosen. Mm-hmm.
Is there a prize other than knowing that they won and, you know, that people will be wearing their creations, Kristen?
I think that this is the big prize, right?
Yeah, I mean the claim to fame, right, yes. is the big prize. But there are other prizes as well, which will be, you know, given later on.
Mm-hmm. And this is limited to stickers. I mean, could these make their way, the designs, that is, onto shirts or hats or anything of the sort?
No plans for that yet. But I mean, we definitely like to use them on a lot of our flyers and our social media posts. So yeah, I mean, the cool thing is that they're really great designs that we can use in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Now, St. Louis County is not the only entity mm-hmm. where this kind of a sticker contest is happening. The St. Charles County Election Authority also has an I Voted sticker contest running now through November 25th. Its focus is solely on students in 6th through 8th grade, or for entrants who fall between or within that age range. And it invites submissions of patriotic artwork that celebrates the United States' 250th birthday next July. Did you notice in 2021 that there was a visual theme of some kind that emerged from the submissions, Kristen?
I think it was just a lot of celebrations of community and of voting and of the United States. Like it was all over the place, just really cute, especially the kids' designs mm-hmm. were so delightful.
Yeah. Were there any, you know, uses of color that were really interesting?
Yeah, I think that red, white, and blue, of course, was really interesting, and people just were really creative.
Mm-hmm. So this contest that you all are holding, you know, as St. Louis County Library and the St. Louis County Board of Elections, how does this reflect the work that you do every day, whether we are on an election year or off, Kate?
Well, I think it's really important for us to work with the library system because they've been such a great partner for us. You know, they are always willing to step in and serve as a polling location. And then this year, when we had voting ahead of Election Day for the first time during a presidential, they were such a great partner. In fact, I think the stat that we threw out there was that 43% of ballots cast this last November was done at a library, at a county library, and that's huge for us. So anytime we get the opportunity to partner with them is a win in our book.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah. We feel the same way. And voting was really amazing and inspirational this year, and also a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
But people feel comfortable coming to a library. It's a safe place, level setting. If there's a polling location that's a library, there's a line usually.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and bigger picture, I mean, does this also, in focusing on future voters, sort of address ahead of time some of the voter apathy that exists out there, Kate?
I mean, obviously I work for the Board of Elections, but my mom would take me to vote with her when I was a little kid, and I remember getting that sticker, and I know it sounds so silly, but, you know, anytime you can reach people at any age and encourage them to vote and to be involved, I think is a win for us. And I think, you know, this is a great way to reach out.
Yeah. How does this help the library deliver on its public service mission, Kirsten?
Well, I think we're a center of community. And so we hear all the time that it's a place where you can reach people where they are. And so I think we're a place where people come for information and for ideas and to participate in their community. And how better to do that than to vote? Mm-hmm.
Kristen Sorth is the director and CEO of St. Louis County Library, and Kate Springer is the public information officer for the St. Louis County Board of Elections. Thank you, Kate and Kristen, for joining us today.
Thank you.
The St. Louis County Library and Board of Elections contest is open now and runs through Friday, October 17th at 5 p.m. You can find a link to more information about the contest at our website. That's stlonair.show.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.